think Phoenix was not at that point. You know, he didn't like maybe necessarily give up a goal here or there, you know, but now he's to the point where he's really making it tough on our guys in practice, and he's to that next level. He's found that next level, and good for him.
Wasn't that, I had heard that Esposito was similar to that when he played for the Huskies, was very, you know, did not right. like to get scored on in
yeah,
practice.
He's a competitive guy, and that's, I think, what, you know, drove Tony and made him as successful as he was, not only at Michigan Tech, but definitely over his long career in the National Hockey League with Chicago.
And I think I heard that about Jamie Ram too, and all the good goaltenders.
No, no question. I mean, and that's, and you know, it all starts in practice. You know, practice. You know, you heard Allen Iverson's things, and it's true. Is practice is practice, and the games are the games. But you still have to make sure that you're doing the right thing and improving in practice. That's where you need to improve. And then the game is your stage to show people and to show how much you've improved and how much better you are. But in practice, that's where you have to work on your skill and your technique and your compete level, all those things that help make you a better player.
Phoenix Copley had 8 saves in the first period on Friday night. Huggins, the freshman netminder for MSU, had 3 in the first period. So it did show, at least by the shots, that the Huskies were outplayed. They were back on their heels a little bit in that first period, but came out in that second period, and the shots are even up, Coach, 12 apiece. Again, no scoring, nothing going into the third period, and the third period was pretty even up as far as shots. Did you feel one team dominated more than the other in the third?
Well, I thought we, had a good third period. You know, we had some isolated chances, as they did, but I thought it was an even hockey game from second period on. I thought that the game settled down. There wasn't many chances. I thought both teams were playing, I don't want to say careful, but I don't think, you know, I wasn't happy after the game with how our team played. Compared to how we can play and how we should play, and I think Coach Hastings would probably tell you the same thing, you know. But they got the win. They found a way to win the game, but I don't think they were real happy in their game either. But it just seemed like both teams were those two boxers in the ring, just feeling each other out a little bit, and, you know, there'd be a chance here or there, but nobody wanted to really give up much in a game. And then for us, you know, on a road game, that's how you want to play. You want to go in and keep it close and give yourself a chance to win the game in the last 5 minutes, and we had done that. We'd taking the crowd out of it. For the most part, we stayed on the ice. We got good goaltending. The only thing I didn't like is we weren't taking care of our chances. And I think, you know, turning point in the game to me was just under 5 minutes left. C.J. Ike walked in on a semi-breakaway on a real good play. And, faked like he was going to cut across the net and sort of took a backhander. And Huggins made a pretty good save. And that was probably our best chance at that point. But like I said, we put ourselves in a position to, you know, play against a team that Dirk has lost one home game all year, and that home game was that one loss was way back in November. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this team's played in the NCAA tournament last year. They played in the Final Five, and they got their whole team back. I mean, they know what it takes to get there and to win. And for us to be in that position to have a chance to beat them, and then they had a lot at stake in that game, too. I mean, it was a tough hockey game, and, we just came up a little bit short. I don't think the score, obviously, indicative of what the game was. I think when we gave up that goal, it really deflated us a little bit, and we were back on our heels.
Yeah, time of that goal, 16:18 of the third period. Marganari gets the goal from Stern and LaFontaine. Beautiful goal. Stern is back at the left point there, and what I heard from talking to their radio guy is that Marganari was yelling for it,
right,
screaming for it, and he shot it right to the back door there.
Yeah, in a bad coverage, just some blown assignments by our part. We got run around a little bit in our zone, and we went out to the point, and for some reason Magliner got all alone out front of the net. We had guys coming to him, but just couldn't get there in time, and he was wide open, and as well as Phoenix played, he had no chance on that one. It was just a redirection, and obviously the game-winning goal and a big goal at that point.
18:06, the time of their second goal. Chase Grant gets it at the at that time, his 8th of the season. Johnny McGinnis and Teddy Bluger get the assist, and that was, I think, a pass from behind the net.
Behind the net. And I didn't like that goal at all. That's, because, we're still in the game. If you're down by one, you still have a chance, and, maybe to pull your goalie later on. I did not like that goal, and we had coverage on him in front, the player in front of the net, and for some reason we left him to try and block the pass, and obviously we didn't block the pass, and it went out to the guy in front of the net. And we always tell our defensemen that the guy behind the net is usually not going to score. 99.9% of the time, he is not going to score the goal unless he, you know, goes off a skate or someone in the net. So, you know, stay with your man in front of the net. Make sure he doesn't have an opportunity to score. And if the guy ends up scoring behind the net somehow, so be it. But, you know, your goalie has no chance when you make that pass. I shouldn't say no chance, but doesn't have a great chance when you make that pass from behind the net to the guy wide open in the slot.
So 2-0 there. We pull our goalie. Bryce Gervais gets an empty netter at the 18:51 mark. And you know, we go from a scoreless tie for, you know, 90% of the game. All of a sudden, they look up at the scoreboard and it's 3-0. What happened? It just, you're right, it's not indicative of the game itself.
Well, yeah, and I was debating whether to pull our goalie at 2-0. You know, I didn't want to. You know, it's a fine line. You don't want to deflate your team, you know, and give the other team even more momentum for the next night. You know, but at the same time, we have to. You know, if you're going to lose 1-0, it must well be 10-0. This time of year, loss is a loss. You know, and we had to do what we needed to do and anything we could do to try and win the game. So that's why we pulled the goalie.
Shots on goal in the third period, 12-11 in favor of the Mavericks. 32-26 the final shot. So, I mean, a relatively even game. Both teams go 0-for-5 on the power play. Both penalty kills were really good.
Well, no question. And I tip our cap to our penalty killers who did a great job, because Minnesota State's one of the top 5 power play teams in the country. And, you know, and that really fuels their team, is that power play. So we did a good job, you know, keeping them off the board on the power play and, you know, keeping their guys in check. And unfortunately, our power play was, they did a good job too. They made some changes and did some things that we haven't seen this year, and I think it really kept our power play off guard. But having said that, we weren't skating in the game. You know, after the game, I told our team, you know, the compete level, and just, we did not skate. We did not use our speed. You know, we sort of got locked into this game where we weren't anticipating, we're reacting. And when you react to something, you're a step late, you know, a couple seconds late also. You know, we just weren't anticipating and skating and demanding the puck with speed and putting pressure on them. So for whatever reason, we just got locked into this game and just didn't get out of it.
You mentioned after the game, too, that you thought our best guy were not playing up to their capabilities.
No, and they did not skate. You know, they just, you know, just didn't seem to get involved in the game for whatever reason. Now, you know, I'm sure their coach is looking at their best players and saying, well, they didn't get involved either. You know, Leitner and Lurkey and LaFontaine, you know, I mean, two of them lead our league in scoring, you know, and I think they got maybe 1 point on the weekend. So their best players, or supposedly their top point getters anyway, did not have a great weekend. So it seemed like for whatever reason, we balanced things out, we evened things out, and unfortunately we just didn't get any breaks or bounces in the game.
All right, final score, 3-0 MSU over Michigan Tech in game number one on the weekend on Friday night. And Phoenix Copley ending up with 29 saves. Cole Huggins, the freshman, 26 saves for MSU. And Cole Huggins' story, I mean, pretty incredible what this kid has done coming in here and swiping that starting goaltender spot away from Williams, who was the, you know, player of the year last year for goaltending.
Well, it's unbelievable. Yeah, it's incredible. Who was a freshman last year also, right. You know, and he struggled down the stretch last year for them. You know, he got pulled in the Final Five game there, and then I think in the NCAA tournament he didn't get off to a good start either. So, and then he had a couple rough starts at the start of this year, and the freshman came in and took the job over, and they ran with him, and he's done a great job for him.
Got like 5 or 6 shutouts already.
Yeah, well, I know he's, you know, we're one of the victims, but, you know, Huntsville back-to-back, and then the weekend before us, he shut out Lake Superior, so he's on a little bit of a roll.
So we'll talk about the better game, and that would be Saturday night's game down at Minnesota State University. In just a little bit, we'll take a quick timeout. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. If you have a question for a coach, email it to me right now, DJ@TheMix93.com. DJ@TheMix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continues right after these.
Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in the Scott Hotel Building in Hancock and the Library Restaurant in Houghton are proud sponsors of all of our youth and high school sports and wish all the local teams the best of luck in the 2013-14 athletic season. The Library Restaurant in Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen invites everyone to stop in these fine eateries before or after you go support your local favorite team. The library is known for a great diverse menu for any appetite, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen features their famous Sunday taco bar starting at 11:30, serving tacos and enchiladas.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts.